Today is Daf Hey. We are on Daf Hey. We are four lines from down, where it says, Amar of Yitzchak, Ha'ochel Lechem Kali V'Karmel. If somebody eats bread, Kali, what's Kali? Kali is pieces of grain, not stalks of grain, kernels of grain that are cooked in an oven. So they're not made, they're in their raw state. They're kernels of grain. They just have to be cooked in an oven. Okay? Roasted in an oven. And what's caramel? Caramel are kernels of wheat, kernels of grain, that you separated with your hand and you did not destroy them. That's why it's called the low kalu osam be'ish. You didn't destroy them in a fire. I'm not 100% sure what that is. What is that exactly?
Fresh ears.
What?
Here's parched corn, and this is...
But you mean corn, we mean wheat, we're talking about wheat. Wheat or barley, or
fresh
barley.
Ears.
Fresh what?
Ears.
Fresh ears, fine.
Tough wheat.
Fine. Anyway, if you eat all three of these before the Omer is brought, you're over three malkus of eating chadosh. Lokesh shalosh. Right? It's the exact same thing about we had yesterday about three other things that you could do, right? Shor, kesev, and ez. Same thing. If you eat all these three
separately,
you're over three averis. V'ha'ein lo ken alav shebeklalos, but it's alav shebeklalos. It's one law from the Torah, not to eat anything before chadash. So not to eat anything before the omer. So I chayv three times, right? So shiny hacha demiat tekra, because the pasuk said three extra words, right? Well, at least two of them are extra, right? So lemakra lechem. Torah should have said don't eat bread. V'nelef, kali, v'karmel, mine. And I'd learn all forms of wheat, right? What kind of answer is that? Ikalimifra, what are you talking about? Mal lechem, shekenes, rabba, etel chala. Lechem has a chumra. There's such a thing called chala. You have to give chala from bread. You don't have to give chala from kernels. So maybe that's why chala has its issue, iser of chadash, and kernels of wheat don't. So therefore, the fact that I would learn one out from the other, I would not learn one out from the other. Nichtov kali v'lo nichtov lechem. What if it only written kali? And it wouldn't have written lechem. Right? So v'nelef kali, v'nelef mikali lechem. Learn lechem from kali. Can't do that. Mikali lo asim, mishun de kali isim be'ene. Kali didn't change. What it was before is here now. Okay, I just roasted it. Same. It's the same thing. However, lechem lo isim be'ene. Lechem totally changed. Add wheat, I made bread out of it. Add barley, I made bread out of it. So maybe I would say, Only kali is an isra of chadash. But if you change it and you make bread out of it, it's not a problem. So how can I learn one out from the other? Karmel be kali lo asi. You can learn karmel from kali. Mishum de kali misraba etzel manachos. Because kali is what you use to bring mincha or cover minchas. Right? So karmel lo misraba etzel manachos. You can't bring karmel as a mincha. You can't do that. It has to be ground up. Which mincha can you bring caramel? I'm sorry, kali is an omer. Omer is brought like that. No other, but not caramel. Since I can't learn that one from the other. Maybe though, you know, because you can bring that for a carbon mincha, that's why it's there of chadash. But what you can't be brought for a carbon mincha, there's no issue of chadash. So I can't learn them out from each other. So what do you mean they're extra? They're not extra. Okay?
So if you make a cake from it so that it's a mazonos, then still
yes. Yes. If you eat all three. The point is, you're killing that one. They're not extra. They're not extra at all. That's how the Gemara started off. You get Malkus three times, because they're extra. What do you mean they're extra? Which one shouldn't it have said? I mean, all three are special, because all three are unique. So Gemara says, well, Nichtov Karmel, Nichtov Karmel, V'nelef Kali, Lechem V'Kali Minei. So just write Karmel? Can't do that either. Iklimifrach. Malak Karmel, Shekin Lo Nishtana Mibiyaso. Because caramel also didn't change from the way it's created. You didn't do anything. It's fresh ears, right? Nothing was done to it.
I know, but that would incorporate everything else.
No, because bread's not fresh.
I understand that, but anything if you say anything of a grain.
Oh, so why did the Torah say lechem, kali, and caramel? Why did it say all three?
Three forms of these.
Exactly, and all three is special. So I can't learn that one from the other. So what do you mean they're extra? How could they be extra? So the Gemara says, well, maybe, min chadalo yalef, well, we can't learn out from one, nelef chadim entire train. Learn one from two, it's only short in two. And I can learn the third one by, I learn the third one. So he goes, yeah, lo nichtov, which one are you going to leave out? Lo nichtov lechem, lo nichtov krol lechem, v'nilif koli mi karamel, ikal mifrach, ma'alif koli v'karamel de'isin be'inehon. They're not changed. Bread's changed. Lo nichtov kra karamel v'nilif mi lechem v'koli, leave out karamel, ikal mifrach, ma'alif lechem v'koli, shkenes harbet etzel manachos. Those have minchas. Amalach v'yitzchak, lo nichtov kra koli, so they could have left out koli, the Yivnelef Lechem the Carmel. And we could have learned it out from the other two. My Parachta, what's Ikasha? What's your problem with that one? E Parachta, Ma'al Lechem Shekein Shabbat Yitzel Chala. But what about the fact that Lechem has a Chala issue? Carmel Yochiach. Carmel doesn't have that. And Ma'al, Vimishun the Carmel Lonashan Ribiyaso, Lechem Yochiach. Lechem changed and it's still a problem. So if I just have Lechem and Carmel, I don't need Kali. So that, at least that one's extra. So Gemara Hilkach Loke Demiater. Therefore, it's extra to teach you that you get malchus if you eat them all together? Three malchuses? Is that what? No. V'ema, kali demiater, mechayev chada. So if you ate kali, if that's true, the only one's extra. Kali's extra. So if you ate kali, you chayev once, because you ate kali. And achluhon, mechayev chada. And if you ate the other two, you also chayev only once. So you chayev twice, maximum twice, not three times. The Gemara says, im kain, nichtav kra, lechem karma v'kali. Inami or licht of kali v'lechem v'karmel. Amai kasev l'kali be'emza. Since we've established that kali is the extra one, why is it in the middle? Why is it in the middle? Hachi kamar. Lechem v'kali nechayev, v'karmel nechayev b'kali. Right? And therefore you be chayev three times, and that's how we ended off. You chayev three times. It's not a lav shiva klolos, and taka one of them is extra. Okay? To tell you that it goes with each one. The middle one goes with the first one, the middle one goes with the second one, and the middle one goes by itself. So if you eat all three, you chayev three times.
Should be even the other way around, because that's the progression of how it's done.
Right. And that's not how Zohar says it. Anyway, lechem kol v'karmel, backwards anyway.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, next. Says the Gemara, Amar v'yanai, la'olam alti gzereshava kol v'enecha. Don't make fun of gzereshavas. Don't treat gzereshavas lightly. Shari pigel. Pigle means you have a kohen. What?
Leftover.
That's not what pigle is. Pigle, that's not pigle. That's noser. Pigle is, yeah, a kohen has a wrong machshava when he does the avoda. And this is the kicker that everyone forgets. He has to eat that carbon in order for it to be over of pigle. If he just has the wrong machshava and doesn't eat the meat, he's not chayev karis. He has to have the wrong machshava, go through the whole process, and then eat it.
Or the
mizbeach eats it. Right, but if you don't eat it, then there's no pickle. Okay?
Okay, you have the machshava, you eat it at the wrong time, you eat it at the right time.
Eat it at the wrong time or at the wrong place.
No, machshava is the wrong, but you also eat it at well at the wrong time?
No, even if you eat it at the right time. As long as you have the machshava to eat at the wrong time, even eat it at the right time. That's pickle. Anyway, so don't belittle kal v'chomers. Don't do that. You know why? Shari pickle, echad b'gufei Torah. Pigle is one of the essentials of Torah. Right? V'lo limdu akasev elam gzeira shava. And the whole thing is from gzeira shava anyway. The Amar, it's Rabbi Yochanan, Tani Zavda bar Levi, Namar lahalan, it says by no sir, v'ochlov avono yisa, and if you eat this, you'll carry your burden, you'll carry your sin. V'namar kan, it says by pigle, v'nefesh al-chel simenu avono tisa, eat that, you're going to carry your sin. Ma'ala halam benosar kares. Afkan kares. The whole kares is from a gzeira shava. Amazing. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. It's a gzeira shava. It says you'll carry your sin. What do you mean carry my sin? That could be anything. No, it's a gzeira shava from nosar. And Gemara goes on. Amr b'simai. La'olam alti gzeira shava kala benecha. Don't treat kala chavos lightly. Share nosar echem megufei Torah. Nosar is one of the essentials of Torah. V'lolam du'a akasav elam gzeira shava. And it's only learned out of a gzeira shava. When it says the only not of gzeira shava, it means the punishment only that of gzeira shava. It says in the Torah, only no sir. The punishment is gzeira shava. Why? Because we just said, what does it say by no sir? Don't carry your sin. How do you know that means karis? There's another gzeira shava. Maihi yalef kodesh kodesh v'achlo es avono es yisef ki et kodeshem chilel. Don't eat if you eat kodeshem. You're not supposed to eat kodeshem. You're going to burden your. You carry your sin. V'ksev. V'sraftas anosu be'esh ki kodesh. Right? So Rashi says, So Rashi says, "V'loya de'inon da'hai kares b'kachim t'hai benoser kamayri v'habasar dekra t'chutzum komo k'siv u'mashma dekulei koi." Okay, this is a kodesh kodesh. It's a gzeira shava. Okay. Next, Amar Rava, Amar Abaya, lo alti gzeira shava kal benecha. Again, don't treat kal v'chomers. Don't treat gzeira shavas lightly. Sharei bito me'anu saso. Okay, this is complicated. It says in the Torah like this. If you rape a woman, shouldn't do that.
Really?
But let's say someone did that, and they had a daughter from that marriage. That union had a daughter. So is that considered his daughter? Can he marry that daughter? Is he allowed to marry that girl? No. Of course not. It's his daughter. That's his daughter. Yeah. Even though it's not from his marriage. It's outside of marriage. But not just how they had an affair. It would have to have been a rape. They're just having a consensual affair with somebody. No. He raped somebody, had a daughter from that rape. Now, can he marry that daughter? He cannot marry that daughter. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Torah, really. That you can't marry such a daughter. Now, why is the Gemara hot? Exactly. What's the hot with this daughter? It's a good question. I'm not sure. Anyway, this daughter, Sharebito me'anu saso, this daughter, from a daughter of someone you raped, hein hein gufei Torah, it's one of the fundamentals of Torah, v'lo limdua ela kakasav ela megzei reshava. It's only gzei reshava. To Amar Rava, Amali Rav Nachman Bar Avdimi, is yehena hena li sura, is yezima zima l'sreifa. Gesundheit. So it says by your regular wife, It says by your regular wife, that if your wife has a daughter from a previous marriage, you can't have any relationship with that daughter. You can't marry that daughter. Right? It says in the Torah like this. Ervas isha ubita lo segale. The erva of your wife and your daughter, you can't expose. As bas bana, whether it's your wife's daughter's daughter, your wife's son's daughter, meaning your wife's granddaughter, vias bas bita, or your wife's daughter's daughter, lo sikach galas ervasa. And it says the following four words. She'erahena zimahi. That's by a regular wife. Then it says by bito me'anusaso. It says ervas bas bincha, the erva of your bas bincha or bas bitcha, lo sigala ervasan, which the Gemara learns out of from a rape. It says ki ervascha hena. Okay? One second. Yeah. Right. So we have the two words, hena, hena. Hena by a regular wife, hena by a rape. Right? Yeah. Is ye hena, hena li sura, is ye zima, zima li sreifa. So we have hena, hena. So we have now, it says by a regular wife, hena, a regular wife's daughter, your stepdaughter, or your own daughter. And then it says by a rape, woman you raped, the daughter. You can't marry that daughter either. And it says Hena, Hena by both of them. Okay? It says Hena by both of them. So it's a Gzera Shava. Now, another Gzera Shava. It says by Isha Ubita that it's a Srefa. And they make a Gzera Shava by your daughter who you raped. It's also a Srefa. It's another Gzera Shava with Zim.
It's not the Isra, it's the punishment.
Correct. It's always the punishment. Make sense?
What does it mean it's always the punishment?
Well, we say in the Torah these Averas. The punishments are Xeris Shavas. Not the Isser itself. The punishment's Xeris. It says in the Torah, Piggle. The punishment's Xeris Shavas. Fine. Next. Amar Ravashi. Alti kal Xeris Shavas beinecha. Sharei niskalim. Hinem gufi Torah. Many of Skilas are... It's in the Torah. Not to do something to get Skila. But v'lo lamdin, the cost of elam gzera shava. The truth is, most of it's gzera shava. The Tanya, Nemar Khan, it says by somebody has, if somebody marries his mother or his daughter-in-law or other chayve skilos, it says demehem bum. Demehem bum. What does that mean, demehem bum? Your blood's on you. What does that mean? We don't know what that means. Nemar ba'ovi yidoni demehem bum. And it says ba'ovi yidoni also demehem. Ma'ala halam b'skila, afkam b'skila. So the whole reason you know that if someone marries his mother or his daughter-in-law. He gets skila. How do you know that? It's a gzeirah shavah. Just dmei and bum. It's a very vague word. It doesn't mean anything. The answer is it means skila. How do you know that? It's a gzeirah shavah. Okay. Then we said I'm a fateh mes hashemen. If somebody copies the shemen, then he gets kares for that. If you copy the shemen, tana rabbanan. Hamafateh mes hashemen. If someone copies the shemen, lilmod bo, to learn how to make the shemen. Oh, lamasr le tzibur, or to give it to the tzibur. So pata, you pata for that. It's not categorical usser. It depends what you're doing with it. If you're going to sell it on eBay, that's a problem. But if you're giving it to the tzibur, you're giving it to the Beis HaMikdash, you happen to know how to do it, there's nothing wrong with that. Or you want to teach the kahanim how to do it, whatever it is, there's nothing wrong with that. Lusach, chayiv. But if you use it to shmir yourself, you chayiv. Vasach mimenu, and if you take a shmir yourself, with you, which you yourself made, putter, you putter. Now to make it, but if you make it, you shmir yourself, you putter. Why? Don't tell me you also to shmir yourself, it's with Moshe, it's not one you made yourself. Okay? Omar Mar, we just said, lil modbo, if you make it to learn, to teach, oh, I'm an ask lil Moshe, lil tzibur, putter. I mean, how do you know that? How do you know you putter for that? The answer is, it says, bimaskunto, you learn it out from Ketores. You're not allowed to copy the Ketores either. The Gabi Ketores says, Losasu Lachem. Lachem who the author. For you can't make it. Aval Lamosu Latibur Pater. Want to make it for the Tibur? Go right ahead. Same thing with the Shemana Mishcha. Right? Ketores was something brought every day. Shemana Mishcha was not brought every day. It was used very rarely. Holmud Beis. It was only used to anoint kings of Yehuda, the Kalim, and Kahanim. Kahanim Gedolim. And when the Mishkan was inaugurated. That's it. So, that's pretty rare. Now, Gabe Shemin, Nami L'Rosh Mitzibur Pater. V'tahodet Ketoros V'nolef Mishemin. So the one who learned Ketoros from Shemin. Ma Shemin Ki Mefatim L'Chatzoy in Pater. If you make half the Shemin, only half the ingredients, you Pater. Av Ketoros Nami Ki Mefatim L'Chatzoy in Pater. So the same thing with me. If you make half the ingredients of Ketoros, or you make half the amount, Shri Potter, Alamat Amar Rava, Ketoros Shapit Melchatzon, Chayiv. If you make half the amount of Ketoros, you're Chayiv. Shemin Shapit Melchatzon, Potter. You make half the amount of Shemin, you're Potter. Why should that be? They both learn out from each other. So Amalach Rava, Gabe Shemin Ksiv, Maskunda Los Aser, Kamohu. You can't make the ingredients, right? Kamohu the Aser, Avalchatzir Shapir Dami. You want to make half, it's Mutter. But by Ketoros, Gabe Ketoros Ksiv, Akatoros Asher Tase, Kalasia the Ketoros, Asher the Makhtir Pras Chachos, Pras Bein Arbayim. Ketoros anyway was split in half. And they brought half in the morning and half in the afternoon. So, you hear? Half in the morning and half in the afternoon. So anyway, Ketoros was divided. So you make a smaller amount, it's still chayiv. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Shemen HaMishcha. The Shemen HaMishcha was made of the following ingredients. Mor Doror. Some ingredient. Hay Mayos. 500 what?
Shekels.
500 shekels?
Shekel weights.
Shekel weights. Fine. Kida Hay Mayos. 500 weights of that. Kinamon, B'shem, Hashem, B'shem, Hameos. Kinamon, Bosim, what am I reading? Kinamon, Bosim, Hameos. The Kana, Bosim, Chamishim, Umasayim. That's 250. Nimsa, Kulam, Elef, Ishvamios, V'chamishim. 1750. Okay? Tana, Minyana, Kamashmalan. Why did I have to tell me 1750? I can count myself. Tanahu, Kakashale. Ema, Kana, Bosim, V'kinamon, Bosim. Ma kinamon bosem machitaso b'chamishim u'masayim af kana bosem machatizo chamishim u'masayim. Really, that number was only half because it was half. It was really a doubled number. Therefore, the havilu train al pi. So therefore, it's 2,000. That's why I said no. It's 1750. Don't double like you double the other one. Ve'machin, maybe I should double it. Im kinitzov kra kinamon bosem v'kana bosem mechtu mechza chamishim u'masayim. Then it should have been more clear. Okay, fine. Okay, I'm not 100% sure what the next Gemara means. Amalev Papal Abaya, Kishu Shokel, when you weigh the measurements for the Shemen HaMishcha, Behechreahu Shokel, O Ayin Ba'ayin Hu Shokel. Do you estimate, or are you exact? I don't know what that means. You estimate, are you exact? What does that mean?
Do you have to use a measuring instrument, or do you have to...
Is that what it says? That's what it means, heaping on it. What does it mean?
Doesn't say that.
Doesn't say that. What does it say? Estimate or exact?
Because we have our dry measurements, we have a different measurement than our wet measurement. One's a heaving measurement, one's a flat measurement.
Right.
It says, does he tilt the scale so he weighs by plating an extra bit of spice through to opposite the iron weight?
Why would he do that? Why would he do that?
Put
the iron weight of whatever it weighs, yeah, and then put the exact amount on the other side.
There was a concept of making, by adding a little extra to the weight, to make it come, so that you err on the side of giving
uh-huh.
the person.
So that's the question, do you do that here? Do you err on the side of making sure you're not cheating out?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Amar le rachmana kasiv bad bebad. It says exact. Ve'ema vata marta bechren, you want to add more? Amar v'yehuda ha-kosh brachir de'a bechros. Hashem knows. Alma d'isbe hechrea. So she ate a little more. El amar v'yehuda v'kinam an bosim amai maithi mechitaza de'chamesh miyos. Why do you cut it in half? Chamishim u'masayim basa zmana v'chamishim u'masayim b'chad zmana. 250 at each time. You weigh 250. V'kivet d'kul heimeyos havin naisi heimeyos v'vasachas. So why can't you bring 500 at one time? Obviously, you're doing a little more. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows you're doing that and it's fine. So what does it
mean? The scale itself is weighed down. Correct.
I know. So no, but when it comes to that spice, Kinam Bosim, you weigh twice. 250 and 250 to give you the 500. So why are you doing it twice? Why can't you just put 500? So obviously, it's going to be a little bit more to make sure you're okay. So you see, you can give a little bit more. That's what I think the Gemara is saying. Then it says bad means exact. Amarvina shleinach mishkal v'yeshkal. That means you shouldn't weigh it on the other spices. Weigh it with the iron weights. Don't weigh it on the other spices. Tana Rabbanan. Now got it to now. Shemana mishka she'asha Moshe v'midbar mishalko ha'ikrin. They would burn. They cooked the roots of these ingredients. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Only Rabbi Yosi for the losach ha'ikrin. But one second, you're not going to have enough oil if you do that. Why? Ketad osa, what are you going to do? Hivya ikrin v'shaklum. V'shaklum, you're going to bring the roots of all these spices and burn them. So, v'shaklum amayim. V'heitif alef shemen amishcha. Then you're going to get shemen amishcha. V'kolad es hareach. You're going to grab the fragrance. V'kipcho. And you're going to take the shemen, right? Amalor b'yehuda. V'chineis echad nasa b'shemen amishcha. So what was his highest taina was, you're not going to have enough shemen amishcha. Because so much of it gets burned off when you cook it, so you're not gonna have enough. So he says, "What do you mean? There was one nace, follow nisim harbi nasabo b'tchilasa v'atzofo. The whole thing was a nace from beginning to end. B'tchilasa lohaya el yud beis lug. There was only yud beis lug. Only 12 lug was made. Ubo nimshash hakohen v'kela v'aron ubanav chashivus v'emeluim ubo nimshchu kahanim gedolim malachim v'kulu kaim lasid lavo. So many people were annoyed with this oil, and it's gonna be in the future also." Shenemar, Shemana Mishchas Kodesh Hashem Yizei Yili Ul Darazechem Zeg Gamach Yud Beis Lugan Havi. So the whole thing was a nace from beginning to end. Tan Rabbanon, V'yikach Moshe Es Shemen Hamishcha V'yimshach Es Hamishkan, and he anointed the Mishkan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shemen Hamishcha Na She'asa Moshe V'midbar Harbinis and Nasibo Mitchas V'atzofo. Miracles from beginning to end. Tchilas Elohai El Yud Beis Lugan. Kama Yorah Belos. How much can you fit into the pot already? Kama Ikrin, Buluin, how much gets absorbed in the pot? How much gets burnt off in the pot? Kama ha'or sarifo, how much does the fire burn? Bo nimshach mishkan, kelev, aron, ubanov, kol zayim ha'maluim, ubo nimshachu ka'anim gedolim umalachim, tafilu kohen gadol, ben kohen gadol tar mishicha. Every kohen gadol requires mishicha. Ve'ein moshchin melech ben melech, except every king didn't get mishicha. Not every king got. Every kohen gadol got. Not every king got. Vim Tomer b'nei Ma'am Moshcho es Shlomo. So why do they anoint Shlomo? Not every king got, only David Melech got. And why Shlomo? The answer is b'nei machlokes Adoniyahu, because Adoniyahu, one of David's other sons, was fighting for the king, for fighting for the crown. So they anointed Shlomo. No, not him, only him. They anointed him to show special. The es Yehoash, and why did they anoint Yehoash later in history in Malachim? B'nei Atalia, which I think was his mother, right? She was a wicked queen, so they anointed Yehoash to show he's the king, not her. And then the Yehoyachas, the anointed Yehoyachas, Bibnei Yehoyakim, Achiv Shayagadol, Mimenu, Miachav Shteshanim. And they anointed Yehoyachas, even though he was younger than Yehoyakim, because he's going to be the king. That was at the very end of the king, of the first Beis HaMikdash. He was 2 years younger, but they anointed him to show he's really the king, not the older brother. Okay? Now we're going to dissect all that. Gesundheit. Amar Mar. We said, Afilu Ben, afilu kohen gadol, ben kohen gadol, tana mashicha. Even the son of a kohen gadol requires mashicha. The son of a king, not. Except for the few exceptions. But so every kohen gadol got it. You know, how do you know that? Tichsev, v'kohen ha-mashiach tachtav mivanov. Every kohen is called the kohen ha-mashiach, an anointed kohen. Kohen gadol. Neimakra v'kohen shetachtav mivanov. And the next kohen gadol should be the son, if he's worthy. My mashiach? What's mashiach? Ha-kaman shalom, dafilu mivanov, who... The Mashach have a Kohen Gadol, even if he's a son of the Kohen Gadol. If he's not anointed, he's not a Kohen Gadol. The Elo Mashach will have a Kohen Gadol, and if not, not. Amar, then we said, Ein Moshich in Melech ben Melech. But the king's not. Not every king has to be anointed. You know, and how do you know that? Amar Vachar Yaakov, the Ksiv, it says, Leman Yarich Yamim Al Mamlachto Hu Ubanov. Yerushi, it's a Yerusha. Mipnei Ma Moshchan Af Shlomo. Why did they anoint Shlomo? In other words, it's a Yerusha. So you get it by Yerusha. A Kohen Gadol, not Yerusha. A kingship is Yerusha. So I'm the son, so what do I have to be anointed for? I got a Yerusha. So how can they anoint Shlomo? The answer is, because Adoniyahu is fighting for the crown. Minolan, the chiyasa machlokas by Mashicha, v'lo called the boy Malka Morris Le Malchusa. Where'd that come from, that if there's a fight, then you anoint? So Omer of Papa, Omer Kra, the care of Yisrael, Bisman, Sheshalom, the Yisrael. Right? But if there's a machlokes, it's like a new king. It's like a brand new king, and you have to give anointing. Tana, Af Yehu ben Nimshi, lo Nimshach el ben machlokes, Yoram ben Achav. Yehu ben Nimshi was a king after Achav was the kings of Yisrael, who never got anointed. But Yehu ben Nimshi he was going to take over. Achav was a very wicked king. Achav died. And then Yehu ben Nimshi, Hashem told one of the Nevi'im, Elio or Elisha, you go anoint Yehu ben Nimshi, I want him to take over. So he got anointed. Why did he get anointed? Because Achav's son was fighting for the crown too, so they know we're going to anoint Yehu ben Nimshi. So the Gemara says, Amai typically the Melech Rishon who? But he was the first king. So that's why he got anointed. He's a new line of kings. He wasn't related to anybody. He's a new king. So the Gemara says, no, Chasiri Mechzer Vachi Ketani. Malchus Beis David, Moshchin, Malchus Yisrael, a Moshchin. First of all, we never anoint Malchus Yisrael. We never do that. Bim Tomer b'Nemam Moshcho Yehu ben Nimshi. How can we anoint him? Mibnei Machlokes Yoram ben Achav. Because of the Machlokes they had with Yoram ben Achav, wanted to show he's not the king. Let's go anoint Yehu. When you anoint, it makes such an impression, right?
The exception of the law.
He was the exception.
Why did they anoint Yoram ben Achav?
What?
Why did they anoint Yoram ben Achav?
They didn't, right?
No.
I don't. It's a good question. Amar Mar, Malchus Beis David Moshchin, Fei Malchus Yisrael Moshchin. How do you know that? Menalon, how do you know that? Dechsev, Kum Moshchehu Kizehu Zeh Tor Mashicha, Vein Acher Tor Mashicha. Only Malchus Beis David gets anointed, not Malchus Yisrael. Amar Mar, Bimei Machlokes Yoram, Mishu Machlokes Yoram Ben Achav, Nimal, Vishem HaMishcha. One second. So, we anointed Yehu Ben Nimshi to show that it's not Yoram. So for a machlokes, to avoid a machlokes, it's going to be over an Isra in the Torah? Torah says you're not allowed to use it if you're not worthy. What's going on here? So Gemara says, Amr Kadimur Papa, Bafarsama Dachya, Hachinami, Bafarsama Dachya. They didn't use the real Shana Mishka, they used fake. They used fake. Everyone should think they used the real, but they didn't. Because they couldn't. Okay? Where did Rav Papa say that? In 10 lines from now, he's going to say it by a different king. They use fake, yeah.
It was the original one that Moshe made, he's saying that.
Yes, still around. The Gemara's going to say it was hidden.
It's hidden in the Aron.
What?
It's put in the Aron.
It was not in the Aron, with the Aron. It was hidden with the Aron. So, then it says, V'ho yach is ben yoyakim, shei gadol menu shtei shanim. Umi kashish, but was he really older? V'aksir, but it says, U'bnei Yoshiyahu, Yoshiyahu had 4 sons. Habachar Yochanan, Hasheni Yoyakim, Hashlishi Tzidkiyahu, Vaharavi Shalom. So none of these names are even true names, except for Yoyakim. Right? Except for Yoyakim, I'm sorry.
Tzidkiyahu,
right. For Amar Rav, Yochanan, who Yoyachas. Yochanan is the same person as Yoyachas. Skip the next one. Tzidkiyahu, who Shalom. And Tzidkiyahu is the same person as Shalom. It's really the same person. So there's 3 names here. Yochanan, Yoyachiz, right? Sorry. Yochanan, Yehoyakim, and Tzidkiyahu. So Yochanan is Yehoyachiz. So you see he's older. So why was he is older. So Yoyachis is older than Yoyachim, not the other way around. So Gemara says, Ella, Lolam Yoyachim Kashish. You're right. Yoyachim was really older, right? Avamai Karle Bechor. So then why is he called Bechor? Why is Yoyachis called the Bechor? Because Shu Bechor Lamachis. He was king first. He was king first. That's why they called him the Bechor. Umi Mokminan Zuta Kame Kashisha. He put the younger one before the older one. But the young brother before the older brother. What do you mean? The Bechor gets it first. Now, Hahu Mamali Makam Avosav Haya. That's only if he's worthy. If he's worthy, then Taki goes first. That worthy doesn't go first. Amar Hu Shal Hu Tzidkiyahu. That it's the same person. So Vaha Badari Kachashiv. But it said 1, 2, 3, 4 in the pasuk. Bechor Vasheni Vashlishi Varavi. It said who. Right, what did the pasuk say?
It mentions 4 names.
No, it's a Cheney, Shlishi, Revi. How can it be the same person? It's a Cheney, Shlishi, Revi. So Gemara says, my Karli Shlishi, Shlishi, Lobanim. He was the third son. Well, my Karli Revi, there was no fourth son. It's only three. Because Shehu, Revi, Lamalchus. He was the fourth one for the Malchus. How could that be?
It's not Tzidkiyo,
was it? He is Tzidkiyo.
Oh, that's right.
What would be the fourth? Only three sons.
Yeah.
He's the fourth one, the last one, maybe the father.
No, the uncle.
Oh, there's an uncle there also. Okay, fine. Because Yechaniah, another person, that's an uncle. He was there first. Betchila Melach Yoyachiz, first Yoyachiz, Besof Malach Yoyakim, Ulbasof Malach Yechanyo, Ulbasof Malach Tzidkiyo. There you go, all four. Tanar Baran, Hu Shalom Hu Tzidkiyo. He had two names. Lama Shnikra Shmo Shalom. Why is he called Shalom? Shalom B'maisef, he was whole in his maithim. Davracher, Shalom, Shishilam, Machas, Bezav, Biyamav. He was the last king. He completed the kingship until Mashiach comes, right? Umash, what was his real name? His real name was Matanya Shemo. His name was Matanya. Shinemar, Hamelech, Melech Bavel, Es Matanya, Dodo, Tachtav, Veisef, Shmo, Tzidkiyo. They nicknamed him Tzidkiyo. The Amar Lo, Ka, Yatzdik, Alecha, Es Hadin, Im Timrod Bo. You should get punished if you rebel. Shinemar, fine. They didn't even have Shem and Mishcha. How could they anoint? They anointed the younger one before the older one. They didn't even have Shem and Mishcha anymore. What do you mean they anointed him? Vatanya, Mishenignaz Aron. When the Aron got hidden away, when did that happen?
During
Bais Rishon. Before these people were king, it got hidden away. When it got hidden away, Nignaz Sintanis Hamon. The jar of mon got hidden away. Teluchis Shem and Mishcha. The Shem and Mishcha got hidden away. Umakol shel Aaron. Aaron's stick. Shekdeh uprochel. That flowered with almonds. The Argas sheshagro Pelishtim Doron lelokei Yisrael. The wagon that the Pelishtim sent to, with the Aaron on it. That wagon got hidden away. A funny thing. A random thing. Right? Shenemar v'eskli azov. Asher hashivosim lo. Osham tasimu ba'argas. Mitzido, okay. Umi Gonzo, who hid all that? Yoshua Melech Yehuda, Gonzo, he did it. Shneimar v'yomar Melech alakonim. Tino is Aron Hakodesh. V'amar Reb Elazar, is ya Sham Sham, is ya Doros, is ya Mishmeres. So he hid it all away. That's way before these people became king. What's going on here? Amar Rava, Papa, Bafarasi Adachia. Yeah, they used fake oil. So why did they anoint it with fake oil? They anoint them to show, yeah, we're putting the young one before the old one. Why? Because he's more worthy. So they did that. Again, it was fake. But at least the people didn't know that. Maybe they did, but they didn't care. It's a pomp and circumstance. We're picking him. Exactly. Tanu Rabbanan, Moshkin Samalachim, Kimin Nezer. When they anointed a king, they would anoint like a crown. V'yathak Kohanim, Kimin Ki. And the Kohanim, they would do like the letter Ki, which is a Greek letter. Amr of Menashia, Kimin Ki Yivana, a Greek letter Ki. The whole Bachlokas, what that is. Is it an X? Whatever it means. What?
Or a Ches.
A Ches, right, exactly. Tani Chada, Betchila, Matzik, Shemen al Rosho. First they put on the head. V'yachar kach nosin lo Shemen ben Rithi Eino. Then they put it in between his eyes, eyebrows. Tani Achrisi, Betchila nosin lo Shemen ben Rithi Eino. First they put it between his eyes. V'yachar kach Matzik lo Shemen al Rosho. And then they put it on his head. What's better? Anointing, which I think means taking your hand and putting it with oil on the guy's face, or yitzika, which means pouring? That's not anointing, right? Anointing is not pouring. My time, why is that better? Shema Vitzok Shem and Amishcha Al Rosho Al Aaron. They did it to Aaron. Umanda Amar Mashicha Adifa Kasavar Shekin Nisraba Eitz Al Kli Shares. That's how they did all the Kli Shares like that. Doesn't say Yitzika by Kli Shares. Avaksiv Vayitzok Lebasov Vayimashich. But it says they did both. Hachi Kamar Ma Tam Vayitzok. Why did they do that? Mishum Vayimashich Haso Lekacho. Okay? Tanu Rabbanan B'shem HaTov Al Arosh Kimin Shtei Tipin. It says in the Pasuk K'shem HaTov. Where's that Pasuk? Shem HaTov Al Rosh Yorin Al Zokin Aaron. It's a Pasuk in Tehillim. K'shem HaTov Al Rosh Kimin Shtei Tipin Margolios. Like two Tipin Margolios, two pearls of oil, drops of oil look like pearls. They were in Aaron's beard. Amar of Kahana, Tana Kishu Misaper Olos, Kishu Misaper Olos Vyoshos Beikre. What Kishu Mispar?
We spoke to other people.
We spoke to other people. Beikre Zikno. Valdavrezeh, it was in his beard. Valdavrezeh Moshe Rabbeinu Doig. He said Shem Echas V'Shalom Ma'alti B'Shem Mishcha. Did I use the Shem Mishcha improperly? That's a basket of Amra, Ketelt, Chermon, Shiorid, Al Hare, Tion. Fine. Ma Tel, Ein Bo Me'ila, Av Shemen, Yorid, Al Aaron, Azak and Aaron, Ein Bo Me'ila. Vadayin, Aaron, Hayadoeg, Shemen Moshe, Lomol, Vanima Alti. Aaron was worried. Maybe Moshe says I didn't do it, maybe I did Me'ila. Why? Because the oil's staying in his beard. So, I'm not 100% sure what the Me'ila is. Yotza Baskal for Amrlo. No, Hini Matov Umanoyim Shevis Achim Gam Yachtav. How fantastic is it? Beautiful when two brothers dwell together. Ma Moshe Lomol Av Aaron Lo Av Atalomol. Tanar Bonan Ein Moshe Tamalachim Ella Al Hamayon. They only anoint people by a Mayon, by a flowing river of water. Kadeshi Timoshech Malchusan. So your kingship should continue like with flowing water. Water always flows, doesn't stop. So too the kingship should Amar Yom Melech. El Benyo, but we also El Gichon, Umashach Oso Sham. They went to the Gichon River and they anointed him there. Vamar Ami, Haiman, okay, ready? Haiman de Boy Leda, Imashach Shatya Ilo. You want to know if you're going to live out the year or not. So Maisi Shraga, bring a candle. Bilahain, Asari Yamin, between Rosh Hashanah, between Rosh Hashanah, Lyoma de Kippuri, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Take a candle, put it in a room between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Vinesi Bivesa Delonashiv Zika, put it in a house where there's no wind, Imashik Nahara, if the lamp goes all the way till the oil burns out, Neda the Masik Shaita, you're gonna know that you're gonna live out the year. Okay? Man de boy navit iska, you wanna know if you're gonna be successful in business. Uboy de nida mitzlach iske olo, right? And I wanna know if I'm gonna be successful or not successful. So naibi targala, take a chicken, e shaminu shapir, if it's fat up, if it's very good, neida dematzliach, you know you're gonna be successful, right? Says the all the mafarshim, the marsha, are you allowed to do this? Are you allowed to do this? Why? No, isn't it Darkei Amori? It's called Lo Sinachashu. Don't do divination. Don't do these things. Is that a problem? Right?
We mean it's a school.
What? We'll get into that. It's next. Don't worry. It's the only place in Shas where it talks about Rosh Hashanah night. Right here. We're not going to get to it. We're right here. But eating Siman Rosh Hashanah night. It's right here. It flows right from these things, which aren't they Usher? Right? Aren't they Usher? So
Mar has many, many times to do these
right. So the Marsha gives a very cryptic answer. And he says, the Gemara only says the good side. It doesn't say the bad side.
Right.
If the candle lights up, you're going to live. It doesn't say the other half of the sentence. And if it doesn't light up, you're not going to live. And if you don't, the chicken's not good, in fact, you're not going to be successful. It doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say that. Right? What? Right.
Do it or not.
So he says the Marsha.
Maybe it means if it's bad, you could always do tshuva. You could do
no, tshuva. No. So he says the Marsha says that the iser is only when you do it for bad, on someone else or something. So the Marsha says, since the Torah only says good, and what about if it's bad? So if it's bad, if it's good, Hashem did me a favor. And if it's bad, Hashem did me a favor. No, it's my own fault. I have a veros, and right? Hashem would love to turn on the faucet, but he can't, because I don't deserve it. That's what we all believe, right?
That's a
nichush. That's different than Dachi Amori. Nichush means you're not let it go try to figure out the future. It's a different thing than Dachi Amori. It's a different verse. Dachi Amori means acting like Goyim, just acting like Goyim.
This is what they do.
No, who said the Goyim did this?
100%.
Right? That's the answer he gives. It's a very difficult answer. Now, let's keep on going. We have a few minutes. Keep on going. Hi, man, the boy, Nipak Ba'urcha. One guy wants to go on the road. U boy, Nida, Ihada, Lebese, Nail, Venekam, Bebesa. So, and he wants to know if I'm going to come back. So, Nail, Nekam, Bebesa, the Basa. Right? Go to a dark room. Im Chazi, Babua, Bababua. Neda, the Asi, Lebese. If you see your shadow of a shadow, you know you're going to come back.
This is at any time or still between Rosh Hashanah?
No, any time. Vlav Milthi, that's not, this is baloney. Dilma Chol Shadaite, maybe he got scared. Ooh, Mitra Mazli. And his Mazli also got scared, and therefore what? And therefore he saw a shadow. Amar Abaya, says Abaya, Hashta Damarta, Simona Milthi, now that you've established that these things are real, I'm only reading the Gemara. Now that you establish that things are real, ye rogel inish lemechal rei shata, eat things on Rosh Hashanah night, kra, which is gourd, rubia, which is fenugreek, I think, karti silka, what's karti? Karti? Leek, and silka is beets, and tamari are now dates, right? Right? Why is these different than the, why is these mutter? Why is this mutter? Is it, why isn't this nichush? What's the difference?
It's not nichush.
What? Everyone, who doesn't do this? Who doesn't do this? What Jew in Klai Yisrael doesn't do this? On some form? Honey, head of a lamb, who doesn't do it? You won't find a Jew in Klai Yisrael doesn't do it. Sfardim, Ashkenazim, everyone does it.
First words,
yeah?
Yeah.
But you could say the hirotzon even without the food.
Correct. It should be. When you attach it to something physical, it gives more meat.
This is
meat.
You're not, in the case of the chicken, I want to know what's going to happen to the chicken. Here, it's not that if I'm going to eat honey, I'm going to, you're saying, I want to eat honey so I can have a good year.
So what he's saying, it's a tefillah.
Yeah,
it's a tefillah.
Well,
it's a tefillah. David and Shul want to have a good year. So David and Shul David on my table. Nothing, no difference. So I'm eating honey for. I can have the davening without the honey. So it's the honey.
You're grounding in physical.
You're grounding in something physical.
So it's the same reason. Why do you make a kiddush? Want a cup of wine. You need a wine for.
Right.
Because it grounds it in physical.
But the Torah says you have to make it on wine. It's a machlokas if it's a derais or a banan. Right? Why do you have to have wine? Why? We wine by everything. We have a bris, also we have wine.
There's a reason for that.
What? We're doing a mitzvah. That's what we have wine for.
If you're doing a mitzvah, I can say a mitzvah by making the bracha by itself.
Correct. But so here, there's no mitzvah.
You're not doing something.
You're not seeing something's going to happen.
Exactly. It's a much different case than the previous case.
So the previous cases were...
You're doing something to see if something's going to happen.
Here it's a tefillah.
It's the hirotzon.
Here it's a nice idea, but you're not going to...
It's a tefillah. It's a segula. It's a segula.
That's a bigger problem.
It's a segula. No? You want to have a good year, do this.
Right.
I don't have to do this to have a good year.
It's not saying if you want to have a good business, fatten a chicken.
Right.
It's saying put the chicken in and see what happens. Yeah. It's not the same thing. It's saying,
right, I hear you.
This is like Eliezer at the well, the Rivka.
Is it?
I think, not.
The Gemara says you're not allowed to do that.
Right,
it's a big discussion about what Eliezer did.
Right, but
this is as far as I know, it could be wrong. As far as I know, this is the only segula in the Gemara.
Yes, yeah.
This is the only time the Shas mentions the segula is right here. No other time. No. This is it, right? Rosh Hashanah night, eat these items, you get segulas. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. All right. Everyone, have a good day.
Have you never heard of Nicholas's grounded in?